It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. I want you to call in and don't use the person's name because I don't want to get in trouble for this, but I want you to call out the person that you caught cheating. 317-239-1009. Because this story, it's like, I laugh now when I hear stories. I'm like, oh, you're so stupid. How'd you not know about this? Like, you know you get busted cheating this way. But this story is great. A man caught his wife cheating while searching their location, like where they live at, on Google Maps Street View.
What did he do? See somebody's car in their driveway?
No, like the car's driving by. You know what I'm talking about? Like the little Google car that takes pictures.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Street View. And in the front yard, it's the woman, his wife, and another man, and they're kissing. This actually worked because he saw this on Google Maps Street Views. He was using the app to kind of look for like a tourist destination for him and his wife, and they stumbled upon this thing. He realized it was his wife, and he said, you know what? Did you cheat? She said, yeah, I did. And it actually held up in court. They went to court. They're filing for divorce.
Whoa.
And she's losing the case. This guy's winning it because Google Maps Street View busted his wife cheating on him with another man. 317-239-1009. I want you to call in now and tell us, how did you catch your man or your woman cheating on you? What is that story? What went down? Also on social media, at Joe and Alex Show for Twitter and Instagram. Now, Alex, I know you've mentioned before different things. You think people cheated on you, or do you know people cheated on you?
No, neither. I don't think I've ever been cheated on.
Okay.
Actually,
I feel like everybody once in their life has been cheated on.
I don't.
I know that I've been cheated on by several girls in my life, and I don't have. I didn't catch them in the act, but I know, like, hearing from other people, like, oh, where they were hanging out with this other person when they said they were like at a movie or doing something else like that.
I will say this: I'll call out who the Egyptian would cheat on me if he cheated on me. Who it would be with?
What, you know, who the Egyptian would cheat on you with? Your boyfriend.
100%.
Who?
If my boyfriend, the Egyptian, cheated on me, it would 100% be with cookie dough.
Okay, that's not what we're talking about. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Dawn.
All right, tell us a story. You heard about this guy busting his wife with Google Maps Street View. Who'd you bust?
I walked in on my ex-husband. We were together at the time. When I was 6 months pregnant, and he was physically in the room with the girl, and his pants were around his knees.
No.
He was pulling them up when I walked in. They went over to his best friend's house to kind of sneak away and late for the doctor's appointment. So I went to go look for him, and he was at his best friend's house with his mistress hiding in the bedroom.
Oh my gosh.
Scummy, so like, on another level.
So what happened? Are you guys, you said ex-husband, so obviously is that what, you got divorced after that?
Yeah, I stayed long enough because I was a stay-at-home mom. I stayed long enough to have my baby, pay him back, and pulled a U-Haul truck up to the door with a 30-day notice, packed up the whole house and left.
Lit.
I'm sorry you went through that, but good for you for not sticking around after that crap.
You're better off without him. Power move.
That's right. Go get your Carrie Underwood on today and go smash some stuff. Hey, okay, Anonymous. You can be anonymous this morning, 317-239-1009. Anonymous, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What happened? Who'd you catch cheating?
Well, I didn't really catch him, but I was kind of like involved.
Oh wait, you were like the side piece?
I was the I was the not so good person.
Okay, what happened?
So I go to the bar with some buddies. I see this girl looking at me, and at this point we're all feeling pretty good. So I'm like, you know what, whatever, let's go for it. So I wander over there, sit down, we get to talking, everything's going great, and I notice her ring on her finger, and I'm just like, at this point, I don't really care. Let's just go for it. See what happens. It's going to be a good night.
He's rolling the dice over here. Okay.
You didn't ask her? Like, so are you married?
No. Nope, just didn't care. But then, I mean, we got to talking, and it kind of got brought up. And she's like, yeah, it's our anniversary, but he's out of town on business.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, so I was like, all right, yeah, this is going to go somewhere where it shouldn't, but I don't even care. So we're going through everything, and she's like, all right, let's get out of here. And I'm like, okay, yeah, let's go on a walk or something. And next thing I know, we're in her car going back to her place, And I'm just sitting here going, yeah, this is it. We're doing it.
It's right, about to go down.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And then so we're walking up to the front door, and we walk in the house. She clicks on the lights, and her husband's standing there.
I knew
he
it.
He came
no.
back from business
no.
to celebrate the anniversary.
No.
And
and what so did you do?
There, well, like, obviously, like, I'm holding her hand, like, going up to the door. And, like, so she opens it, and I'm, like, halfway in the door, and she clicks the lights on. And I just sit there, and I go, and just turned around and darted.
I would have, too.
Literally ran. I, like, sprinted for a mile before I even stopped and, like, wondered where I was.
Oh, my gosh. I seriously just got, like, chills. I mean,
yeah,
I can't almost, imagine.
It wasn't fun, but... Yeah, it's a good story, right?
Yeah,
it is.
Excellent story.
It is. I mean, like, I'm
I'll
doing...
tell my kids, right?
Yes, I'm doing a little bit of shame on you, but I'm not judging that much, but it's like...
Have you learned your lesson?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay.
There you go. But could you imagine, like...
No, I want to know what that guy said to his wife.
Happy Anna.
What?
Yeah, what the hell's going on here? That's intense. 317-239-1009. Ashley in Greenwood, what happened? You found somebody cheating? You caught him?
Yes.
All right, tell us the story.
I actually went over to Target and was going to surprise my kid's father at the time. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go over and surprise him. And I found a vehicle in the driveway, so I called him, and he declined my phone call.
That's the first sign right there of a declined phone call.
So he always keeps his back door unlocked. So I walked in the back door and caught her putting on his sweatpants.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So I was actually told to leave, and she got to stay.
That is rough.
Dang. That's where you go back and you burn the house down. That's justifiable. Hey, thank you for calling in. Let's do one more. Let's do an anonymous call again. Hey, anonymous. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Thank you for sharing. We're talking about how you caught somebody cheating on you. This man busted his wife, and they're now divorced because he was looking on Google Street Maps, and he's like, what is my wife doing kissing this guy in our yard?
Oh, my gosh.
So what's your story?
I went on my mom's Facebook to read messages between her and a friend of mine that she had gotten into it with, and went through hers and my ex-fiance's messages and caught them having an affair.
Your mom and your ex-fiance?
Yeah. We was actually engaged at the time.
Is your mom hot?
Huh?
Is your mom hot?
No.
Well, it sounds like she is. Oh, my gosh. So, when you see
something.
That happening, what do you do? Like, how do you handle
who'd
that
you
situation?
Who did you confront first, the fiance at the time or your mom?
Actually, I didn't confront neither one of them. I left my mom's house. I moved out because I was living there. And I ended up confronting my mom 2 days later about it, and she denied it, of course. But I wasn't the only one that seen the messages. I showed my cousin as well.
Whoa.
So did they ever end up hooking up, or you don't know, or what
happened? I'm not sure if they hooked up, but I know there was messages.
So did you ever get your mom to admit it?
She admitted to talking to him, but she swears up and down they never done nothing sexually.
Wow.
Wow, that's an intense story, Anonymous.
Yeah, you win for the worst story, I think.
No kidding. All right, if you have any other stories, please try to leave the people's names out, but you can share them with us on Instagram. It's @JoeAndAlexShow.